I let him down. I should have just told him how I feel. I will find him.
Look, Captain, you know Blackbeard's gonna murder you.
What? No, why would he do that?
You dumped him.
I didn't dump him.
He dumped you.
No! We're on a break.
And there's a new Dan Harmon animated show that's gonna be called Crapopolis, which has already been greenlit for 3 seasons in advance.
I did it! I killed the Medusa! It took a lot of cutting to figure it out, but I think their weakness is beheading.
So a lot clearly coming out in the next couple of months, even with the strike in the background. What of all of these are you most excited about, looking forward to, something you would, you know, be counting down until the day that it aired?
I'm especially looking forward to a show called A Murder at the End of the World.
I think there's something going on here that we don't fully understand.
What is it, wherever you go, death follows?
And so this sounds a little bit like Glass Onion. Emma Corrin, who you may remember from The Crown where she played Diana, she was going to play the sleuth. And I'm a sucker for a fun murder mystery, but Brett Marling is so original that I really can't see what it is that she does with a very well-worn formula, because I'm sure it's not going to be exactly what we expect.
At the same time, though, is it true that the strikes have led to changes in the TV industry and the landscape? Are there things that we're missing that either aren't part of this lineup or are still changing because of what's going on?
Definitely. So late night shows are going to continue to be on pause. So we're not going to have Seth Meyers. We're not going to have Colbert, and also Saturday Night Live. You know, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. So that whole genre is going to be deeply affected and has been deeply affected and will continue to be. There are new seasons of very popular shows like ABC's Abbott Elementary and Night Court that aren't going to come out. Shows that are not written beforehand, essentially, are suffering. But to compensate for that, you know, networks are going to have fewer shows and lean towards reality TV, which is already a hefty percentage of what they do, and then, of course, game shows and sports. So, you know, there's a temptation to say that broadcast TV especially is going to be transformed by the strike, just because that's what happened last time.